You're listening to the Food Freedom Life Podcast. My name is Brittany Allison, and I spent 6+ years stuck in diet binge cycles, hating my body and envying others who seem to have it all because I never felt enough. What I discovered in my journey to food freedom and becoming a registered dietitian is this: you can either live your life at war with your mind or learn to work in sync with it. So if you're ready to learn how to be in tune with yourself and evolve your life, welcome to the show. Welcome back to another episode. I'm posting 2 weeks in a row. Who is she? I had some time today, and so I thought, hey, what better way to spend this time than just putting out another episode of the Food Freedom Life Podcast? Once upon a time, I used to post every week, and I loved that. I loved that for you. I loved that for me. And so I figure, hey, let's go ahead. Let's do it. Let's put it out there because I know that you love listening to this podcast. I love making episodes, and it's hard to be consistent with every week when I'm so busy and every other week feels really maintainable. But right now, we got the time, so let's just do it. And today I wanted to get into body image. If you struggle with the idea of accepting your body and allowing it to be okay existing just as it is, you might be looking at your body as a constant work in progress. And honestly, I used to feel this way. I would allow negative self-image, negative thoughts to consume my life, my thoughts, and really just everything. It weighed me down constantly. Even when I could go through the motions and perhaps do all the things that I would do otherwise if I wasn't thinking about my body all the time, it was like this cloud over my head that kept me in my head instead of living in the moment. In a lot of ways, it prevented me from chasing the things that I truly wanted until I realized that there are three important things that totally changed my body image and the way I view my body. And that's what I want to get in today. I want to get into these three things that transformed my body image, as well as get into talking about body positivity versus body neutrality and the differences between these two. But also, I want to talk about what it is that you should be trying to search for, or what you should be trying to accomplish at the end of your body image journey. And the reason I want to talk about maybe this part first is because the way we think about body image as a whole is so important. We need to understand what it is, what it isn't, what's realistic, what's not helping you in your body image journey, and set up a little bit of a foundation that you can really build on top of so you can make meaningful shifts in how you think about your body and how you look. And these are things that I wish I would have known in my journey in my 20s and when I was kind of early in my recovery and even before recovery. And so I created these episodes to hopefully just encourage you in some way, shape, or form to think about these things differently so you can feel more hope in your journey. If you're struggling with negative body image, or if you're struggling in some area of your life, you can just tune into a podcast and just feel encouraged or empowered in some way. So before we dive in, I have a question for you. Are you tired of the endless cycle of binge eating, emotional overeating, and struggling with poor body image? If so, it's time to break free and step into a life of balance and confidence with Food Freedom University. My 5-month virtual group coaching program is designed to help you break free from restrictive all-or-nothing habits and guide you towards real food freedom. You'll gain the tools you need to overcome self-sabotage and develop a balanced, peaceful relationship with food that supports your mind, body, and soul. Starting September 16th, you'll join a supportive community where you can apply intuitive eating principles to real-life situations, receive personalized feedback, and build lasting change alongside others who are on the same journey as you. Imagine moving through the rest of the fall and the holidays feeling supported and empowered and confident in your body. If you're ready to take the first step, book your free discovery call today to see if Food Freedom University is the right fit for you. Visit brittanyallisonrd.com/group-coaching to learn more and reserve your spot. Don't wait. This is your chance to change your relationship with food and your body for good. So let's finish the summer strong and enter the fall and the holidays feeling better than ever. As we dive into body image, to start us off, I feel like it's the most important to discuss the differences between body positivity and body neutrality. And I'm going to be touching on body acceptance as well at the end of the show. So starting off, body positivity began as a movement that aimed to combat our typical body image standards. And it's hard to come up and find the specific origins of certain movements, right? It's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly when they started, but there are people that say that back in the 1960s, the fat rights movement was part of what spurred the body positive movement. There was an article written by a man named Lou Lauterbach about anti-fatness and diet culture in the United States called More People Should Be Fat. Lou's article attracted the attention of Bill Fabre, not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, but hopefully I am, who was concerned for how his wife was treated for her body size. And so because of that, they tried to organize a group of people, and this group actually came to be known as the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. And they worked to liberate and improve life for the fat community through education and advocacy. Now, their name today is the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, and this movement, some say, put this off to quite a solid start to the body positive movement. And yet, at the very same time, the Fat Underground Movement, which was a feminist group out of California, wanted to see even more change and bring about more liberation to more people, and especially people in larger bodies. And so they really worked to motivate others to have more inclusion around body image. And although these two groups are very well known as pieces to the body positive movement puzzle, something that's so important to realize is that Black women and minority groups were huge drivers for the body positive movement. And when you think about it, minority groups, especially Black women, were the people that experienced the most judgment and the most hate, even under the typical diet culture guise. And so they would also have the most motivation to be pushing against these systems. So I just want to make note of the fact that from my perspective, they were the ones that really put this on their back. And although they were the groups that then helped push this along, that was where this originated. And once the body positive movement really got going, it kind of took a life of its own. So the way that I would define the body positive mindset, what body positivity really is a social movement that promotes a positive view of all bodies, regardless of size, shape, skin tone, gender, physical abilities. And it's really about advocacy. That's what it is at its core. It's about liberation. Now, keep this definition in mind, because it's important when we come into body neutrality and start to tease the two of them apart. And what I will continue to say about body positivity now, and what we see most people familiar with in terms of body positivity, is because of social media. A lot of people on social media talk about body positivity in a lot of different bodies, but also, to be fair, there are also a lot of people who are in arguably quite smaller bodies, especially white women, that post a lot about body positivity. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I will say that it does influence how we view body positivity, right? Because originally, if we go back to the roots, it was made to accept people who live in marginalized bodies. But it's often talked about by people who, you know, want to have better body image, who want to normalize all kinds of bodies, but don't necessarily live in marginalized bodies that would outwardly be discriminated against. So that's just something to keep in mind. When we moved to body neutrality, this is a much newer concept. We didn't even really start hearing much about body neutrality until about the mid-2010s, which is pretty recent. And this does not mean that body neutrality didn't exist before this point, but it does mean that it was not really in the mainstream. And just like body positivity, we don't know exactly who started body neutrality, but what I did learn from my research was that a woman named Ann Poyer, who is a certified intuitive eating counselor and an eating disorder specialist, started using this phrase to help clients build a healthier balance between food and exercise. And she described body neutrality as prioritizing the body's function and what it can do rather than its appearance. And according to her, she says that we shouldn't love or hate our bodies. We should just be neutral about them. So when you think about the body neutral approach, there are a lot of different ways that you can view it. And one of the ways that I like to view it, and a definition that I really appreciate, is that the body neutral approach leans towards this belief that it doesn't matter if you think your body is beautiful or not, because your value is not tied to your body, and your happiness doesn't have to depend on how your body looks. Now, as I start to explain this, I think you can probably start to see the differences between this and the body positive approach, because a body positive approach is a social movement aiming to liberate individuals from patriarchal, capitalist, colonial ideologies of what constitutes an acceptable body. And how a lot of people maybe interpret body positivity is actually body love. So let's call it that instead. We're not talking about the social movement and fat liberation right now. That is a separate concept. And we actually really need to shift the language that we use here, because they are not the same thing. So when we think about having body love, I think what tends to happen is that our brains go right to thinking that their body is beautiful no matter how it looks, and they are supposed to love the way that it looks. And while I do believe that all bodies are beautiful, it also still centers looking at your body through this lens of beauty. And this is why I like body neutrality so much. It says that your value is not placed in your looks, so you don't need to feel positive about it or if you feel beautiful or love it necessarily. Part of having better body image is expanding the view of what is considered beautiful and seeing the beauty in people of all shapes, sizes, colors, backgrounds, cultures, everything. And I think body neutrality sort of fits in there because it says that although we want to have this expanded view of beauty, we are more than beauty and our value is not tied to our body. And your happiness does not have to depend on how your body looks. But having body love is hard sometimes, and I think when we're looking at it through the frame of beauty, it takes time to challenge those deep-rooted beliefs and check our biases about ourselves and other people, so sometimes it can feel far off. And that's why I really like body neutrality, because it looks past beauty and it just goes right to the present moment that no matter your beliefs about your body or how you feel about it right now, you don't have to love it, you don't have to hate it, you can just remind yourself of the neutrality of it and detach your value from it. At the end of the day, the goal of all of it is for you to be accepted and for you to accept your body. The goal is for you to be able to feel happy and comfortable in your body so that you can also have a more peaceful relationship with food. And I want to share some examples of how this can look in order to help illuminate this. Because sometimes I feel like, at least when I first heard about the idea years ago, I felt like, are we just grasping for straws here? Are they really that different, this idea of body love and body neutrality? And is it important to, you know, go for one versus the other? So here's what body love would sound like. It would say, I feel good about myself because I know I'm beautiful. Body neutrality says, how I feel about myself has nothing to do with my appearance. It also says that being preoccupied with what you see in the mirror leads to unhappiness. Body love says to understand that your body is beautiful, flaws and all. Body neutrality says to understand that your outer shell is only a single, not all that interesting part of yourself. And last one, body love would have us work to change the definition of beauty in our society. Body neutrality says we need to change the value of beauty in our society. So as I speak through these examples, hopefully that helps to formulate these descriptions a little bit more definitively and maybe also help you start to think a little bit more about what feels best for you. And that's what I want to go into next, is which of these should you personally be striving for in your journey with body image? And honestly, it depends on what feels good for you. To me, the most important thing when it comes to body image is to feel more accepting of yourself. That's the most important thing. And to go along with that, I don't want that acceptance for you to be contingent on a certain look, on a certain size, or a certain weight. I want it to be something that has depth and will continue throughout the rest of your life. And so the way that you feel motivated to get to that and the way that you feel as if that is possible is going to be unique to you, because every single one of us is different, and something that I have a perspective on that other providers don't have, and it's not right or wrong, it's just different. And in my journey, the first key thing that changed how I navigated my body image challenges when I really struggled the most was that I decided to stop treating my body as an unfinished project. And this is so important because it really allowed me to focus on things that deeply fulfilled my soul. Like, this realization made it so clear of how much time and energy I'd been wasting on striving for this body goal for weight loss, right? Between hours spent in workouts, doom scrolling on social media, looking at fitness influencers and health people's content, obsessing over my calories, researching diets and workout plans, all the deprivation, the mental battles I had with myself. I didn't even realize it at the time, but it was leaving me feeling so drained and so lifeless, and my personality really became all about fitness and weight loss. I didn't really know who I even was anymore. And I don't know if you can relate to this, but how much time do you waste on trying to build, you know, the perfect plan, the perfect body, the perfect life? Even if you're like, okay, I don't want it to be perfect, I just want it to be different, right? How much time are you spending on that? Aren't there things that you'd rather be doing instead? And for me, there were, and it wasn't until I actually took the time to realize how much mental space and even physical time I was spending obsessing over these things in my life that I was really able to redirect my focus towards other activities and projects that truly nourished my soul, that brought me a deeper sense of fulfillment and joy that I was missing. And I didn't even realize that I was missing it previously until I started spending more energy and time on them. I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually fulfilling my soul, and this is what I'm here for. The more I focused on what I wanted, I found that my preoccupation with my body's appearance began to have less of a hold on me. I realized that my worth and my happiness, they were not tied into how I looked, and I could just shift to how I felt and overall how I really wanted my life to look as a whole. And I really understood that my body is just enough as it is, and it's truly just a vessel that allows me to experience life, and that's all that matters. And this concept of body neutrality and just looking at my body as more than an object was really what helped me get there and start to make this happen. And I want to talk about a client for a second to really highlight this process of body image healing. So this client that worked with me in Food Freedom University, when she came to me, she had gained some weight and she was really worried about gaining more and felt pretty awful about her body and had very understandable reasons as to why she felt so negatively about her body and about weight gain. From a young age, she was totally surrounded by adults who commented quite negatively on their bodies, and it really soaked into how she viewed her body and her weight and what she needed to do in order to be loved and accepted. Over time, she developed these disordered patterns with food. She ended up having some changes to her body, and she had a noticeable shift in how people treated her, including her family, because they were dealing with their own disordered mindsets around people's bodies and their own judgment. And so when she thought about this idea of trying to achieve better body image, it all felt very overwhelming. And when she heard about the idea of body neutrality, as someone who had only previously heard about body positivity, she felt freed, because in her heart, in that moment, she felt like, I'm never going to be able to love or feel positive about these elements of my body. I'm never going to love XYZ because I have so many experiences that make me feel negatively about them. So this idea of body neutrality was really the shining light for her. It felt really affirming and really good for her, and it made her feel like she could take all this pressure off of herself, that she didn't have to love the way her body looks. She didn't have to feel positive. She just needed to take steps to not be so heavily emotionally affected by her body. If she had a bad body image day, it didn't need to ruin her entire day and change all of her habits. And if she also, on the flip side, had a good body image day, it doesn't mean that she needed to be euphoric in that, and that that's the only time she experiences happiness. Now, I also want to contrast this with another story of someone else that I worked with in Food Freedom University when she heard about the concept of body neutrality. She felt really averse to the idea because she was actually going into her wedding not too long after the program, and she said, well, I want to be at my wedding and look at myself in the dress and think that I look amazing, and I want to be able to accept myself, even accept the insecurities that I have that maybe in the past I just would have disliked or even hated. I want to be able to accept those in the mirror and feel confident and feel good and feel that feeling of loving it and how it looks. And so the idea of body neutrality for her in that moment, it didn't feel good because she didn't like this idea of having to just let go altogether, this idea of wanting to feel beautiful, of wanting to feel attractive. She wanted to work on instead this idea of body love, which we'll talk about more, and expanding her view of beauty and looking at herself as beautiful as she was instead of conforming to society's idea of beauty. And so those two experiences just show examples of how maybe these are resonating for you differently. And there could be other examples of how this is coming up for you too. It doesn't have to just be one or the other. But what I would say is that you need to use what resonates with you. And then as you feel like you get some momentum, you can always take another step back and evaluate these things. And I want to share some of my perspective on what I like to use and why, which is typically, you know, what I want as an end goal for my clients as well. And honestly, it is body neutrality. It was really helpful for me in the beginning of my journey of just like letting go of, again, what I was mentioning, that idea that my body is this constant work in progress, because it's not. And I'm not saying that you have to use body neutrality. I'm saying that body neutrality to me is something that I find to bring a lot of success in the long term. And I want to explain to you, you know, why I see it that way. The reason as to why I found body neutrality works well is because at its core, what it's trying to do is minimize our attachment to the emotional fluctuations that occur around our body. So you guys have heard me talk about in the past, in other episodes, how our emotions, especially when we're in a disordered relationship with ourselves and with our bodies, can feel so up and down, kind of like a roller coaster, right? And you're so attached to the roller coaster when you're struggling with your body. It's like you're so deep on that roller coaster, you just cannot get off. You start thinking, like, I'm never gonna get off. So when you have a good day where you like how your body looks, it's a good day in general. You feel euphoric, you feel happy, you feel like everything is gonna go right. Maybe you have confidence. When it's a bad day, everything's bad when you don't like how your body looks. Everything becomes a bad day in general. And that can affect your confidence, how you feel, how you show up in your life, all these different things. To me, the body love idea is tough because it's still saying, hey, you need to feel positive about your body. It's almost like expecting that the roller coaster you've been on for so long, that you know so well, all of a sudden just gonna stop and let you off. I mean, you've been on this roller coaster 6 million times, and it's essentially just expecting for it to, you know, become this place where there's only positivity and there's only love. And when you think about it in that way, it just doesn't feel super realistic, because it would be similar to saying that in our life in general, we're only going to experience positive emotions. But that's not what life is, right? Negative emotions give us context to experiencing positive emotions in their most full form. And we don't only need to experience positive emotions to live a very fulfilled and wonderful life. In fact, we want to recognize that we are not our emotions, and we don't need to be defined by them. Instead, we are us, and our emotions are just things that come in and out and that we experience. So body neutrality takes you out of the seat of the car on that roller coaster, and it plops you onto the side. Like when you're sitting at the amusement park and you're looking up at the roller coaster and you're like, oh, look at those people going around, and you're maybe happy for them, or you can acknowledge like, okay, you know, there they are, or you're just indifferent to the fact that they're on the roller coaster. You're not judging them, just like you wouldn't maybe want to judge your past self. But at the same time, you may recognize that you don't want to be on that roller coaster right now. Maybe that's not the one that looks appealing to you anymore, and so you're ready to be free of that so you can watch them go up and down and around on that roller coaster. But you recognize you're separate from that. You're an observer, and that's what I find body neutrality can do. It's almost like you're sitting there watching emotions come in around your body image, the highs and the lows, but you don't have to attach to them. You don't have to say, oh, I'm feeling confident about my body today. That means I'm good enough. I'm worthy. I can love myself. People find me attractive, all of that. And when you have a bad or challenging emotion, I don't necessarily like the good and the bad, but maybe just challenging and less challenging, right? Versus good and bad. But when you have those challenging emotions, it doesn't mean that you're unlovable and you're unworthy and you're unattractive and there's no one that's going to love you. You just notice them. And with that, I think the second piece that really helped me on my body image journey was just noticing those thoughts, right? Not attaching to them so deeply, calling out the negative body image thoughts and actively challenging them. It was an act of saying, you know, I'm going to acknowledge these thoughts. I'm going to say, I hear you. And nope, that's not what I'm giving my energy to right now. And when I started to do this, I realized I felt more at ease with myself. I began to feel this greater sense of peace inside myself, almost like I was starting to feel more at peace with my body, which prior to that was not something I'd ever experienced, because it felt like I was almost taking care of myself. By actively challenging those thoughts about what my body looked like and weight loss and all these things I should be doing or what other people must be thinking, I realized how much I thought about what my body looked like. But also, again, challenging those thoughts, calling them out, felt like self-care. It felt like I was standing up for myself, which was empowering. It was a lot, but it was empowering because I realized that, you know, 90% of my thoughts, if I was honest with myself, were about my body. It took up so much of my mental capacity, you know, what I looked like, what I wanted to look like, what I didn't look like. They just consumed my mind and they had so much hold on me. And when I forced those thoughts out, it was actually eye-opening how much room I had in my mind, in my mental capacity for exploring other things. I always thought that I was a person of depth, but when you're constantly thinking about or obsessing over your body, you kind of lose some of that depth. And when you're able to push that out, when you're able to identify it and say, okay, no more, I have so much more room in my mind and in my heart to explore deeper parts of me and really get to know myself, you just feel so much more at peace. And so again, to do this, acknowledge those thoughts. You can do it out loud even, right? Or do it in your head and just say, okay, I notice I'm having the thought that whatever it is. Call it out. Identify the thought, isolate it, and then say, all right, I'm going to choose to not engage in this thought anymore. And then forcing yourself to not engage in that thought, to not continue to obsess about that thought, instead shift your energy and engage in deeper thoughts, whether that's listening to a podcast, engaging with a friend, reading a book, journaling, whatever it is, actively engaging in other things that allow your thoughts to go deeper and away from the surface level thoughts of your body. And I'm telling you, when I was not so hyper-focused on my body, life felt free. It felt more present. And so I want to encourage you to do this, to try this practice, to just at the very least engage your thoughts and challenge yourself to try to shift focus. And it's not going to happen overnight. This is a skill, but over time, you'll really be amazed at how much progress you can make when you actively engage in it. And that's the power of just being able to notice our emotions and our thoughts without attaching to them. And when we tie this back to the bigger picture with body image, there is something important that I want to pinpoint here. The thing about diet culture in and of itself is diet culture and beauty. Diet culture is an obsession with having a small body despite anything else, and putting that on a pedestal over mental health, physical health, emotional health. And the obsession with beauty is very similar. Pursue beauty at any cost. Sacrifice things to be beautiful. And once you do this, or once you have a smaller body, once you're beautiful, you will be happy. But that's not true. And it's not that I'm saying that beauty or having a smaller body don't influence our society in very unfair ways. There are 100% ways that diet culture and society very unfairly will change their treatment of someone depending on how they look or depending on the size of their body. But we do know that that does not equal happiness or fulfillment, because true happiness and fulfillment, although it definitely can be influenced by our external environment, our internal environment is really what makes a difference. And this is why people in all different sizes, shapes, races, bodies, beauty levels can have confidence in themselves and can feel good and feel attractive. And to me, anytime that we can decentralize this obsession with diet culture and this obsession with beauty and thinness from our lives, we typically end up with quite a positive end result. And that is what I've seen with my clients, that when we focus on enriching their life and enriching their view of themselves through being less obsessed about their body, focusing more on what lights them up, no longer having these obsessions with food or exercise, and instead starting to find all the things that make them worthy, that make them who they are, and having relationships in their life that support them, that is what leads to sustainable long-term changes in acceptance, which we'll get into body acceptance in a second. And again, I don't think body love is wrong, but I've seen people that have really tried to strive for body love and that have ended up either frustrated because they felt like, well, I'm trying to love my body, but society doesn't adhere to this idea of body love and makes me feel less beautiful than I feel I am in my mind. And that disconnect creates frustration. Or they find themselves still centralizing beauty continuously, right? They are still feeling like beauty is their worth, like still feeling like they have flaws, and those flaws need to be accepted, versus body neutrality is like, your flaws are made up. Society gave you an idea of flaws. Like, why is cellulite a flaw other than our social conditioning? It's not a flaw. Why is anything a flaw? It's not. It's just that society has convinced us it's a flaw. Because if we believe that we have flaws, it's profitable. It's profitable for diet culture and for the beauty industry to think that we have something wrong with us. And what I was going to build off of with this body neutrality conversation is that, to me, there is body love, there's body neutrality, and there's body acceptance. And I speak about body acceptance last because, to me, body neutrality is the gateway to acceptance. Because when we think about basically putting all these things on a spectrum, we have body hate on one side to body love on the other side. And we don't need to have, you know, some definitive place that we are on the spectrum. But if you put body hate to body love on a spectrum, it's kind of like body hate, body dislike, body neutrality, body acceptance, maybe body love. You can kind of go back and forth on that spectrum without it changing your worth. And hopefully, let's say you're at body hate. You can move through a process of accepting your body, throughout a process of healing your body image, to a more middle ground, let's say like at a 5, that you hover continuously, you're around that neutrality, and then simultaneously there may be times where you actually start to recognize you don't even just feel neutral, you feel accepting. Neutrality to me is more so where we experience all these things and we feel like we're kind of indifferent to them. you know, there's the ups and the downs and they don't affect us like they used to, but we're just like, okay, sure. Body acceptance is where we start to accept that all of these things are actually a part of our journey, part of what makes us who we are, and we start to feel like there's almost a little more appreciation for them. There's a little bit more of this feeling of, if neutrality is more so void of emotion, acceptance is more so moving a step into positive emotion because of the fact that you appreciate and see in the greater scheme of things what this has done for you. And I always say, and this is very important, especially when I'm working with people and talking them through the process of healing body image, you don't want to go in pressuring yourself to accept your body. You can want to achieve acceptance, but don't expect yourself to be going through the journey of healing your body image and thinking you need to be working on acceptance in every single moment. If we try to force ourselves to accept every single thing that happens to us, even as we're going through the trenches of it, it feels like when you're, you know, 30 seconds out of a breakup with somebody and you thought that you were maybe going to marry this person, and then someone's like, oh, you know, you're going to find your partner soon, and you're like, shut up. We broke up 30 seconds ago. And yeah, 5 years later, when you're in a relationship and you're happy and you realize that old relationship was toxic and all that stuff, then you feel like, oh, okay, you know, I'm glad that happened. You accept that that was part of your journey, but you don't need to hear that in the moment. So that's why I say that body neutrality is the destination that we can shoot for, that often feels so much more achievable, so much more attainable, so much less scary and intimidating. And at the end of that, we can imagine this acceptance that feels so good, where we recognize why all this occurred and how it supports us. And within that neutrality and acceptance, we can move up and down on a spectrum of experiencing things, all the way up to, holy crap, I look so freaking hot today and I'm so confident, all the way down to, I'm not feeling as hot today, but it's not attached to my worth and it doesn't impact my life. It doesn't steamroll my day. You know, my cycle is about to start in 2 days and I'm over it. All those things are fine because we've disconnected that experience from our worth, which is so powerful. Body neutrality and body acceptance feel more attainable than body love because they feel like, yeah, I can be neutral to this, or I can allow this to not ruin every single day of the rest of my life. I don't want to wake up every day feeling miserable because of my body, but at the same time, I don't feel I should be forced to feel positive. I can feel accepting, but that end goal of love at all times doesn't feel realistic. And with this, the third piece that I learned in my body image journey was really that I have power to stop allowing my body image issues to control me. For so long, I felt very trapped by my insecurities, as if they had this unbreakable grip over my thoughts, my actions, every glance in the mirror, every passing of my reflection. It was a reminder of these perceived imperfections that I had that was creating this cycle of doubt and dissatisfaction. And when I realized that I could actually change the narrative, that I had control, and that I didn't have to engage in this narrative on a daily basis, I actually had the power to redefine my relationship with my body. I could change my negative thoughts. I could wear the outfit without caring. I could be intimate with my partner without getting sucked into thinking about my body the whole time. You have those negative thoughts, but the beautiful thing is you have control over them. You are able to, in the moment, say, I will not allow this thought to control me. And for the longest time, I was making the choice to let it control me, although for the most part, I was making that choice unconsciously, although I do feel like there were times that I did choose to allow the body image to control me because it was a habit in my life. It was a toxic pattern that I had allowed to manifest in myself, and I couldn't get out of that cycle. It felt like that, at least. And it wasn't until I took control and chose to say, this does not need to have power over me. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that every day is a walk in the park. There are definitely still moments that I struggle, but I feel like I have the tools to say, no more does this have power over my life. And again, like I mentioned, it wasn't just this sudden, drastic transformation, but more of a gradual shift in perspective over time and this conscious decision to reclaim control over my thoughts and how I dealt with them. I really decided that I didn't have to be the passive victim of my body image issues. I could actively choose to focus on trying to be neutral and focus on other parts of my life that fulfilled me. And again, the mindset shift hasn't always been easy, but with persistence and it just becoming more of what I do on a daily basis, it's become more natural. And body neutrality really, again, was what allowed me to fully get there, because it allowed me to redirect my focus away from superficial concerns toward more meaningful aspects of my life. So as we wrap up, I hope this episode helped you to do three things. Number one, explain more about the difference between body neutrality, body positivity, body love, body acceptance. Number two, help you decide which is resonating with you. And then number three, share what was really helpful for me in my journey so you can start to think about these more critically and understand how you want to utilize these concepts in your life. And what I want to just leave you with as my last piece is, don't ever feel like you should shame yourself or shame someone else for feeling a certain way or choosing a certain path in your body image journey. The end goal, as I shared in the beginning, is to feel better in your body so you can live a more fulfilled life, so that you can feel more free of thoughts that don't serve you. And that is more important than anything. And that's it. I really hope you enjoyed this. I'm grateful you're here. I mentioned my program, Food Freedom University, a few times in this episode. And again, the next session starts September 16th, and I will link that in the show notes so you can book a discovery call with me to get more info and see if it's a good fit. This fall and this holiday season can be so different from past years. And if you start now, you can also be starting 2025 on a totally different foot than ever before, feeling so much more at peace with food and more neutral about your body, as you learned about today. So I will link that for you below. I am so appreciative of you. And if you enjoy this show, if you want to give this episode a rating and review, or even send me an Instagram DM at the Food Freedom Life and just tell me what you thought, I always really appreciate it. So thank you for hanging out with me, and I will see you next time.